all of them landed in opposition-controlled or contested territory. We have a map, physical evidence, showing every geographical point of impact, and that is concrete. Within minutes of the attack, 90, I think, to be precise, maybe slightly shorter, the social media exploded with horrific images of the damage that had been caused. Men and women, the elderly and children sprawled on a hospital floor with no wounds, no blood, but all dead. Those scenes of human chaos and desperation were not contrived. They were real. No one could contrive such a scene. We are certain that none of the opposition has the weapons or capacity to effect a strike of this scale, particularly from the heart of regime territory. Just think about it in logical terms, common sense. With high confidence, our intelligence community tells us that after the strike, the regime issued orders to stop and then fretted openly, we know, about the possibility of UN inspectors discovering evidence. So then they began to systematically try to destroy it. Contrary to my discussion with their foreign minister, who said, we have nothing to hide, I said, if you have nothing to hide, then let the inspectors in today and let it be unrestricted. It wasn't. They didn't. It took 4 days of shelling before they finally allowed them in under a constrained, prearranged structure.